DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
It's not about Joanna Rodriguez today. It's about her brother, Ricky. Is it Rick or Ricky?
Either. I've been called worse. So.
Is it a case where your friends call you Ricky, but in the professional world, they call you Rick?
Actually, the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
My buddies call me Ricky.
What professional world?
Yeah, really.
There's a reason why we have him on today, and it's almost like an on-air audition. The last time we had Rick on, Joanna's brother was in studio, and we were talking about that whole wedding thing and why you were invited or why you weren't invited to be in the bridal
to
party.
To be a bridesmaid, why I was
the
not.
Other brother.
The other
right.
brother, right.
She has two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And Rick called up, and he was so brutal in his advice to your other brother that after the segment we said, you know what? Brotherly advice with Rick. Like, he's the older brother that just doesn't have the filter. This is the guy that
try not to.
This is the dude right here. So we thought we'd give it a try today. So if you guys have some a problem going on right now that needs brutally honest advice. I mean, a guy that doesn't know, he's not invested. He doesn't know you, doesn't know your family, doesn't know your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever.
He's brutally honest to the people he does care about.
So yes,
you.
Right.
If you need older brother advice.
Yeah,
you know?
Older brother advice.
And I stick to those remarks, by the way, that I said earlier.
I bet.
Yeah.
Because there is something about, I think, older brother advice that is different from other kinds of advice, because they really can put their arms around you and be brutally honest, yet there's some wisdom in it, and
well, because he made all the mistakes along the way, and you know, I think that he was his growing up, he had a little bit harder time, so because he made all these mistakes, he paved the way for me and my brother Danny. So I feel like that he reserves the right to give us advice.
Paved the road inch for inch, by the way.
Yes. It was a long,
oh,
hard
man.
Road.
And I've always wanted a big brother. I mean, I never had a big brother.
I have two of them. You can have one.
I mean, I would have.
Which one would you trade first?
Oh no.
I would actually trade Danny first.
Oh, come on.
Now, what is
only because Ricky's in studio and he can beat me up. So.
All right, 404-741-Q100. Joanna, I want to start with you today because you came in here talking about your necklace today.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, great place to start.
Huh. Okay, so I was cleaning out my room, and because I'm moving, and I was cleaning out my stuff, and I happened to look through my jewelry box and notice that I have like a ton of necklaces that I haven't worn in a really long time, and one of them happens to be one that was given to me by an ex-boyfriend.
Let me see.
And
oh,
I wore
pretty.
It today,
oh,
and I asked if it was okay that I wore a necklace by that an ex-boyfriend gave me.
How close to,
I mean, how
ex-ish?
Because you never know what to do with them. Because it's nice jewelry.
Well, it's pretty.
You pawn
and, it's not like I put it on and I was thought of him. I mean, I knew he gave it to me, but it's not like I was reminiscing like, he gave me this necklace.
You pawn it.
What you got, Rick?
You pawn it.
Pawn it.
Absolutely.
Get rid of it.
So does that mean I have to get rid of everything he's ever given me?
I think guys are sensitive about that too, right? Because if a guy buys jewelry for a girl, like, because I'm assuming Jason's bought you jewelry, not the one piece you want, but the other stuff.
Right.
So, guys, that's one of the few things I think guys put thought into it because they're forced to because it's a lot of money.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I think guys knowing that, I'd be upset. If I was Jason, I'd be bummed.
So older brother, what's your advice on that?
Like I said, I wouldn't have worn it at all. I actually wouldn't have even had it. I would have pawned it.
I mean, I forgot it was there.
Because I'm that type of guy anyway. Like, if I'm dating somebody or whatever, when I was dating, I'm married now, but I would, if I broke up, I'd get rid of everything I have. Just so you're not even you know, remotely reminded.
Right.
You know?
And you said it's not like you're reminiscing about the piece, but you put it on and you came in here and you talked about it.
Right.
So he's still there. You wear the piece and you're thinking of him.
What if Jason was here and I ran into you and I said, oh, that's a pretty necklace. Where'd you get it? What's your answer?
My mom gave it to me.
Rick, one thing that's come up on our show quite a bit, do you believe in 100% total honesty in your relationship, or do you think that white lies are a pretty good thing?
White lies, it depends, I guess, as far as a white lie goes. I don't know. I would say be 100% positive, because it's for me, I forget easily. And so I don't want to have to be covering my tracks up. So if you're just honest, it doesn't ever matter. Even if it does backfire on you.
Let me give you a better example. We had this intern, Yancey, who believed that he should go to his girlfriend every day. And when he was attracted to other women, he wasn't doing anything about it. He just saw like another hottie in the office. He would purge to her every night and tell her, I just want to let you know that I'm working around this hottie now. And I just want to come clean with you.
That's weird.
That's
too
much.
You don't do that, yeah.
But if your wife comes to you and says, honey, do I look fat in this outfit?
No. Absolutely not.
That's your answer. That's your white lie tonight,
but
right?
My wife has no excuse. She's not fat at all. She doesn't have, but even so,
but
you still say no.
We all feel that way, but yeah.
Okay, along the lines with the ex-boyfriend giving you stuff, I have, I collect stuff from exes, you know, like I got a TV once from an ex. Does that mean I have to get rid of the TV once we break up?
Yeah.
And what about my armoire? I have to get rid of the armoire, too?
Yeah.
And my bed?
If I'm Jason, I'm right now, if I'm your boyfriend, Jason, I'm photographing everything in my house for insurance purposes. Yeah. Like, who gets an armoire from an
ex?
She's
kidding.
Oh, I'm telling you.
No, I swear to God.
Seriously?
I know who, too, probably. And he's the type of person that wants to give anyway, so I'm not surprised by that.
Burn it. So
yeah,
anything,
you just pawn it, man.
Anything an ex gives you, you get rid of no matter.
You pawn it. At least make out, you know, like you get some money out of it.
Yeah.
You know, you broke up for a reason. You don't want to be reminded of that person.
I have an armoire for sale.
Hey, it's like Craigslist.
Hey, is it cool, though, if I buy the necklace offer and give it to Jessica?
Yeah. That's
cool, right?
And then it cleanses the history.
Because you have no connection
have
to
no
it at all.
That's right. It's fine to give it to Jessica.
For that?
I work for Cumulus, so I want like $1,000.
Good morning, Linda. You're on Q100 with Rick. This is Linda, right? Linda?
Okay. Hello?
Well, you're not Linda.
Man.
I am not Linda.
Okay.
Linda.
What is your name?
My name is Gary.
Hey, Gary. I can see how Michelle can mess that up.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I just had a couple of questions in reference to the Burt's Big Adventure. My daughter, Raven Amerson.
Okay, can you hold on? Can you hold on one sec?
Do I need to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're back on phones.
Back on phones. Bye, Joanna.
Here's Amanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question, and it has been bugging me. I've been seeing this guy. He is 37. I'm 25. And he doesn't want to commit, but every week he wants me to come see him. And he loves me, or he says he loves me, but he won't commit to me.
Older brother Rick, what do you say?
Well, right off the bat, I would say he's 37 and she's 25, that ain't going to work.
Why not?
She should be on a total different page altogether in life, I think. You know, when you're 25 years old, you want to, you know, bar hopping, you know.
But I didn't get to do that because I'm a single mother of two. I don't get to go bar hopping and all that.
Well, no, I'm just saying at 25, your expectations should be much different than somebody that's 37, I would think, you know?
But even if she has kids, like, I mean, that part of her life is gone now.
I mean, regardless of the age difference, I need to know that, is he just using me?
Well, is it long distance? Like?
Well, it's an hour away. I mean, we see each other twice a week, maybe.
Does he come to you ever?
No.
Oh, well,
so you go to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, man.
I mean, you guys are having sex every time you see each other?
Yeah.
You're delivering a pizza.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's, you're like,
I'm pretty much just falling into his little trap.
Yeah, you're delivering the goods. Yeah. At first, right off the rip, I would have just said no just because of the age difference, and then you can just, you know, That's the way I feel about
it. We have our older brother on so that you listen to older brother.
Right. Okay. Don't question your older brother, all right?
Don't mess with family, man. Don't mess with family.
It comes to his mic.
Because he will give you a wedgie and lock you in the shed
That's
for
right.
a half hour.
That's right.
So what's your advice to her? Get rid of him immediately?
I would ditch him quick.
Chances are pretty good you're just a booty call.
Don't walk, just run.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't walk, just run. That's good.
Yeah.
Good morning to Chanel. Chanel, you're on Q100.
Hi. Okay, I have a question. I have an older brother who I adore. I love him to death. However, he's been laid off for about a year. I just finished nursing school, got my career started, and about to move into a new place, and he wants to come live with me. He has another option, but he wants to come live with me, and I kind of just don't want to do it. And I don't know how to tell him that or if I'm just being mean.
Well, and I'm assuming it's my turn, right?
Yeah, you're the big brother.
I'm gonna go on a limb and be like, you know, I don't know. We don't know the whole story, but you always help your family. Regardless,
I mean, I'm willing to like pay for him to be in the other place with his friend.
And that's not good enough.
I'm sorry.
And that's not good enough for him for you to help him with financially, I guess.
I haven't told him that yet because he just really wants to live with me. He just feels like it would be so cool, and we've lived together before, and it wasn't cool for me.
I think maybe
it was cool for him.
Maybe he's banking on the free groceries.
Probably in the cooking, you know?
But you're willing to pay for him to be in another place?
I am. That's how much I want to be by myself.
I think that's really generous.
I know. You got kids or?
No, I'm single. No kids, no husband. It's just me.
Yeah, tell him no.
Sweet.
Yeah, tell him no. And I would definitely just help him out financially. That would ease the pain a little bit. Because especially if you're single.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring somebody over.
No, I'm
my brother's here. That's going to be kind of embarrassing.
I'm in the prime.
You know?
Yeah, say no.
I would.
Sweet. I'm gonna tell him Bert
Shaw
say no.
See how easy that is.
Well, actually, just say our brother said no.
Yes.
Our Bert Shaw brother.
Hey, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I want to say I love you guys.
Thank you.
My question to you is: I'm 31. I have two brothers. One is 29, and one is 27. And they both live with my mom with their girlfriends and their kids.
Oh Lord,
what?
And she's been in an accident. She's real sick right now. She's coming home probably in a few days. And I want to tell them to get out. How do I do that?
Oh, you just tell them to get out. I mean, that's the one thing, honestly, I'm not playing that I really don't. I could go on for hours about this, about guys or girls that are over the age of, I would say, 25, 6 years old. Because I moved out when I was 17 years old, which I don't really press that to anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. But you take on a whole new look on things. So if you're not out of the house by 25, 26-year-old, you're still, you know, that's wrong.
And yeah, because I moved out when I was 21 with my kids.
Right.
I had kids after I moved out, you know, but they're still there.
Well, that's, you know, the free room and board. You know, that I'm telling you, that's you kick them out, and quickly do they realize what they got to do to go eat. You know what I mean? So I would simply pull the plug on it. I would tell them, go in there and say, look, things have changed. You're going to have to go. And you know, if your mom is sick, especially, you know, that's just not right. And he's how old?
One is 27 and one is 26. No, I'm sorry, 29.
They're old enough to get a job.
29.
Wow. They're old enough to get a job, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's take one more here. Ashley wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I've been dating this guy for about a year and a half, and he will not let me go through his phone. Like, I'll be holding it, and he'll gradually just take it from me.
Oh boy!
I can't wait to hear your response.
All right, are y'all married?
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
Are you married?
No, we've just been dating for like a year and a half.
All right, then he's hiding something.
I think it's because he might be talking to his he's separated right now. I think he might be talking to his wife again.
Quite possibly. I used to be weird about that when I was younger, I guess, but If he's not letting you go through his phone and you're not married, I mean, I would assume that he's hiding. So yeah, I would have something to hide. Why wouldn't you let somebody go through your phone?
Why does she have the right to go through his phone?
He doesn't. She doesn't. She doesn't. But you know, in the sign of good faith, if you will, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Here, go through my phone. So what?
So what happens when you like? How does it come up?
Well, like I'll be like moving his phone because we'll be like watching TV in the living room, and he'll gradually see me hold his phone and just take it.
He'll snatch
and it's gone to the point that I seriously cannot stand blackberries.
What do you think?
I think it's one thing for her to secretly go through it and him have an issue with it, because mm-hmm. that's a breach of trust, is her doing it behind his back. But if she's just holding it mm-hmm. and then he's trying mm-hmm. to get it back from mm-hmm. her, then definitely he's got something in there she doesn't want you
Absolutely.
To see.
You know, you got to try
anything.
Next time you're around him, you know what you got to do is say, "Oh crap, the battery on my phone's out. Yeah. Let me use your phone for a couple minutes and just to watch him squirm."
You got internet on your phone?
Yes, on my phone and his. Like, I cannot stand that phone. And I've tried cracking it a few times, and he won't let me. Like, the last time I went through his phone, his wife was texting him. And,
Well, now let me ask you this. If you're suspicious about something anyway, where's the relationship anyway? If you're that suspicious that you got to go through somebody's phone?
And you have to go through his phone, right?
Yeah. That's kind of brutal.
And you found something last time it went through his phone, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not really married. They're like, I don't know. It's complicated.
You're talking yourself. You're talking yourself out of being
really
mad at him.
Close your legs to married men. Close your legs to married men.
Amen.
All right, Trick.
See what you can learn from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Rick, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming in, dude.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Thanks a lot. Great job.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
All right, so let's just let's ask guys the same question here that we've asked women before. And I'm really curious because we just had Terry on who said that she woke up in the middle of the night and she noticed that her husband wasn't in bed. She goes outside. There's a light coming from the living room, so she walks in there, and sure enough, there is her husband, and dude is watching porn. This is very kind of special porn, though, because this is porn that he made with his ex-wife.
Sounds like you're teasing, like, a special Thursday night lineup.
It's a special party
of
five.
A very special kind of porn.
Personal home video version.
So, she's obviously offended and whatever, and when we had her on, she said the words that came out of her mouth were, "Sexually, things are fine with us." That's what I want to focus on here. Like, I am curious, and I'd like to put dudes on the voice disguiser. 404-741-Q100. If you are convinced that your wife thinks that your sex life is great, but basically you're faking it your way through it because she sucks at it. Now, we've done this the other way around, where we said, you know, women have come on and said, yeah, now for 10 years, I so don't like having sex with my husband. He's terrible at it. But we've never done it the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, even if guys would call up, or we're just guys are just content. As long as we're getting it, doesn't matter if it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's another angle on it, too, that women have called up and said, or guys have called up before and said, even if they were getting sex at home, if it wasn't good, that's the reason why they started screwing around.
If the sex wasn't good? I thought it was if the sex wasn't there.
No, if it wasn't good. Remember, that was really scary a couple of weeks ago when we asked the guys that even if they're getting it, if it's not good, they're probably looking elsewhere. But I don't know that guys would admit it like women will.
If they're on the voices, guys, I mean, we do have that. And, yeah, I don't know.
I think if you asked 100 women if they were good in bed, I think 95 of them were going to say yes.
They would think that they were.
But I think if you ask their partners, their dudes, I really wonder what the answer would be on that.
Because, I mean, I think there's a common thought that women get more conservative the longer the relationship goes. I could see where a guy said, you know what, when we first started out, she was crazy, and then all of a sudden she decided that she didn't want to do that stuff anymore.
But we're looking for guys who are just convinced that your girlfriends or wives think that your sex life is fantastic, but you're miserable. Hey, Antoine, we'll put you on the voice disguiser. Hi.
How you doing?
What's up?
I was just going to say, because, you know, my wife, I married her for a lot of other reasons than, you know, the sexual intercourse part of it, and the only reason about me is because I'm a particular size person. The way we have sex isn't exactly how, you know, you, I guess, say people would say it's good. Because, you know, my preference for smaller people, just for me, is a lot better than, you know, for her. But, you know, we love having sex, I guess, say, together when
say
we
it.
Do.
I don't quite understand what
last
you're saying.
Part again.
Are you big or is your wife big?
My wife is bigger.
Okay.
And so it's like, you know, we do enjoy the sex that we have together. But, you know, if she was just, I guess, to say, different within size, I would it would be way, way, way better. But
so if we, in the privacy of the conversations that she's having with her girlfriends, is she talking about, like, the mind-blowing sex the two of you guys are having, do you think?
Yes. Like, one of the things that we, I guess, had planned on was having an open relationship. So it was allowing her to, if she thought someone else was that one or just an instance where she could, I guess, say, have something where I didn't have it to offer. On the end where she tells me how she feels about me, it's all the time, it's great, da-da-da, this, great, da-da-da, that. Because I didn't even know that men could, that she said she could have bad sex. I didn't believe in it. I thought all dudes did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for her telling me this, it made me feel great. But on the other end, you know, I feel, unless it's an action that I'm doing, the activity itself, that all sex to me is while we're having it, you know, not the same. I guess it's, I can't explain that part.
I didn't quite understand what he was saying there.
I think he was trying to be nice.
So, but he was saying still, that he was not happy with it.
Yeah.
He wants his wife to be skinnier.
Is that what he said? That's what I heard.
He said all the movement was like him.
404-741-Q100. We'll call this guy Mike. He's on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, how you doing?
That's a smart move.
but yeah, I've been together with my wife. We've been together now about 5 years. Actually, it'll be five years and 2 months, actually. But sometimes I do fake it. It's something that I would never let her know. But she is at best okay. I've had better. But that's not, you know, obviously after 5 years, that's not why I'm with her. But I have faked it.
And why? I mean, why can't you guys work on it together? Do you just don't feel comfortable asking her to do different things?
No.
Why not?
That's just a bigger argument. That's just a battle that I've tried to fight that battle in the past, and it just causes more problems than it's worth.
So you have brought it up.
I think it's that people don't know how to talk about it.
You have brought it up in the past, and she just wasn't open to it?
I get shut down, yes.
Well, wow. I mean, it's the most intimate that you could be with a person. So when you're telling them that they're not great at it or you're not happy, you can take that so personally and let that get so in your head, you know? Is it so bad that you would look outside of your relationship?
No.
Okay. Would you put it, the difficulty of this conversation with your wife in the same category as you're getting heavy? Like, you could never talk to her about her weight. You could never talk to her about sex.
Yes, and I think there's, she comes from a very religious background, too, so that's just, that's a domain of just weird with her.
Yeah, she's not open to anything new because she's already weirded out by the whole thing.
But she thinks things are okay.
Other than that, yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you, though. I think it's and I think Jen may have the solution, where I think it's awkward for people to talk about it because I think it's such a delicate matter that if you say the wrong thing, then you offend, you know?
Yeah.
James wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey.
Hey, how's it going? How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. I've been with this girl for about 2 years. We're not married or anything, and she just thinks she handles business. And, you know, she just thinks she's so great. I mean, she walks in the mall, and when we walk around the mall or wherever we're at, you want some of this, you want some of this. You know, it's not that serious to me. You know, I could really do without.
Oh.
I know, that sounds horrible, doesn't it?
No, I mean, it's the truth, I guess. It's just,
yeah.
She thinks she's better looking than she is, or are you saying that she...
Oh, no. Now, she's fine, though.
But she's just not good in bed.
She just, I don't know what it is. She lays there. I'm like, move around, dude. Put your foot over here. You know, move around. Do something.
Does she? But she thinks that she's solid. Like,
well, she's fine.
No. She thinks.
And another thing, the worst part about it is
be a communication problem.
Twins. You know, we've been together for 2 years. We have twins. And, you know, I'm only 23. You know, I'm supposed to be like a stallion right now. You know, I'm supposed to be handling business. But
will you ask him?
I think he already answered that. I think she thinks that she's great in bed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning.
Morning.
To call another girl earlier, but I watch porn at times, like even when she's at home and we just don't have sex, and the times we do, I do know that she always lets me know that it was great or it was fantastic, that was the best we ever had. But, you know, even during, I'm just thinking this is getting kind of boring.
Really?
So she's telling her friends that your sex this life is great, but the truth is it's really not.
Most definitely.
Huh.
And I mean, I even try to give her, like, some kind of hint or some tip to try to do something different, but it's the same old, same old. I mean, you know, I love her to death. I mean, we have a son together and everything, but, I mean, sometimes our sex life is just not that exciting.
But she thinks it's great.
She thinks it's great, and at times I do watch porno.
Hmm. And she doesn't know that?
No.
If you were to ask like 100 couples if their sex life was great and they were honest with you, out of 100 couples, how many would say it's fantastic?
I think they would, a lot of them would say it's fantastic. Because, I mean, like, I think, like earlier you said, a lot of people will not say it was terrible because that's like a hit, real huge hit in the ego, and no one wants to hear that. And, I mean, I won't tell her that, but I will try to tell her do something different, like be more dominant or do something, and she just says that she can't or she doesn't want to. And
I think the weird part here, you know, in talking like over the last couple of months or whatever, is that we're so fearful to have that conversation with somebody else that we would rather go and have another relationship with somebody else that you're getting sexually satisfied from rather than just have that conversation with the people that you're with.
Or it's like so the awkward woman that we talked to. He went to go watch the video he made with his ex-wife.
Yes, that is a deal breaker. All the way around deal breaker.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
It's a strange story in the news that we talked a little bit about last week, and it has everything to do with a woman that got pregnant while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Check this out, yo.
Joining us to talk about this obviously very unusual case is Dr. Karen Boyle, a fertility expert at the Greater Baltimore Medical Center.
Well, when the woman had her ultrasound, initially they saw one sac, one baby developing, and that baby had a certain gestational age. And then they noticed a second heartbeat in a child that was much, much younger developmentally.
Now, this phenomenon is extremely rare from what I've been told. How rare is
extremely.
It?
Extremely. It's so rare, there's no prevalence or incidence. In the literature, I could only find about 10 reported cases. And it actually, interestingly, is much more common in animals. If these children were actually born on their justified due dates, the older child will be born the end of 2009, and their sibling is supposed to be born the beginning of 2010.
Whoa.
That's freaky. Weird. So she one egg was fertilized, and then she released another egg, and then it got fertilized because, you know, she's still
but
doing it.
But they have two amniotic sacs, which is crazy, too.
I don't really understand the way women's bodies work that way.
The word so, sack
you need
just
to go
makes
to the body's
cringe.
Exhibit.
Yes. Look. I don't get it. I just know that it just doesn't sound right.
No, it's definitely not.
Hey,
right.
What do you think about this story, Bert? I don't know. Freaky.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
How about the allow myself to introduce myself moment in there with the reporter?
What did he say?
He says, a situation like this is extremely rare, isn't it? Isn't it? And she goes, yes.
Extremely.
A situation like this is extremely rare. How rare is it? And she goes, it's extremely rare. That's That's
awesome. That's why you're on the set.
Yeah.
So I went online and I did a little search of some bizarre pregnancies that we've heard of over the last couple of years. And you don't even have to go too far back on this last one. An Indonesian woman has given birth to the country's biggest baby of all time. You talked about this, mm-hmm. right? This baby was 19 pounds, 2 ounces.
That's insane.
What?
That's like two babies.
And the baby is grounded until he's 34.
That's like three babies.
That was last week, 19 pounds. And Melissa brought a picture of the baby in here. And the head is the size of Jeff's head already. It
looks,
and that's big.
It looks like it's 6 months old.
I saw a follow-up of that story, and people were going to the hospital and looking at it like it was a tourist attraction. Like the way people go to Zoo Atlanta to see the new baby pandas once yeah. they're released for exhibit. People were going and walking by the little window.
Got a little velvet rope set up yeah. That they have to go down to look
it's like,
at. Yeah.
It's like Graceland.
And that wasn't even the biggest baby ever born. You know what I mean? Like, that was just the biggest in that country.
19 pounds.
God.
Megan, good morning. You're on Q100.
My aunt had a baby. Well, they're not babies anymore. They're about 17 years old now. And she got pregnant with her first one 3 weeks after the second one was born. She was, let's see, she got pregnant December the 3rd, and then 3 weeks later she got pregnant with her second one. And they were actually born on the same date, but technically she's 3 weeks older than her sister.
So they're not even considered twins.
Yeah, they're twins because they were born on the same date.
Wow.
But they're the it's the same thing that the first story.
I discovered that.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah.
Here's another one, same type situation. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment that 15 years ago when I had my last C-section, they went in to take the baby out, and they found I had a second uterus. Completely separate uterus.
What?
Wow.
How rare is that?
Very, very rare.
Extremely.
They said that I could have been pregnant in the second uterus, but luckily I wasn't. But
wow.
You can get a bumper sticker.
And women don't even know because I had a C-section prior to having this one.
Your kid might be in the Honor Society, but I've got two uteruses.
That is a badge of honor right there.
Wow.
Does that mean you had two menstrual cycles?
Oh, you still there?
She hung up on you like the free money fugitive.
She obviously got mad at you and hung up, which means she's on one of them.
You would have two menstrual cycles unless they were at the exact same time.
But they wouldn't be at the same time if you got pregnant 3 weeks apart.
Right.
But that's two different colors.
Oh, sorry. I just blended them.
Kyle Hodgson gave birth to two baby girls, one fair-skinned with blonde hair and one dark-skinned with black hair. Both Kyle and her partner have white mothers and black fathers. What?
Wait, come again?
You talked about this one before, right?
One more time again?
Kylie Hodgson gave birth to two baby girls, one fair-skinned with blonde hair and one dark-skinned with black hair. Both Kyle and her partner have white mothers and black fathers.
Oh, this
so
is,
both
is,
parents are mixed, but then the babies were one of each.
Right.
Is this the one you talked about before or no?
No, this is the one that we talked about before. These are the twins with different dads you're talking about?
Almost a year old, twins Jordan and Justin have a lot in common.
Both of them have similar appetites. They both like to play with their older brother. They like to play with each other.
But what they don't share, says their mom Mia Washington, is the same father.
Jordan's dad is James, my fiance, and Justin's dad is somebody else that I've met.
That's right. The boys, born 7 minutes apart last June, have different biological fathers.
I was hurt, tore apart, didn't know what the next move was going to be.
James Harrison, who thought he was dad to both, says he became suspicious because the twins don't look like each other. The couple, now engaged, say they will tell the twins the truth when they're old enough to understand. Another surprise will come sooner. Mia and James are expecting again.
They're going to have a baby sister.
A girl due in August. For today, Janet Shamley on NBC News, Dallas.
So the mother had sex with two different men during the same ovulation cycle.
Whoa.
One in which her body had released two eggs that were fertilized separately.
And that's what has to be the case with all of them, is the body gave up two eggs.
Wow.
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds really impressive.
That's not your baby daddy. Mm-mm. That's not your baby daddy.
It's one kid singing it to the other.
You had a question for Barbara about her two uteri?
Yes. Does that mean you have two menstrual cycles?
No, I did not. I still don't. It's just one per, you know, just like everybody else. That's why nobody knew that I had two uteruses.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. That is wild.
Here's Kathleen. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a comment about the two uteruses. My daughter has the same thing, mm-hmm. and completely two cervixes as well. And it isn't as rare as it seems. And you talk to people who do ultrasounds, they say they see things like this all the time. And the woman's actually uterus starts out as two, as a baby, and develop, and they grow and fuse together as one.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes they don't fuse.
Huh.
That's what happened, but she did have two periods.
Really?
She did?
Yes.
That sucks.
And we ended up in the hospital one night because she was having cramps so bad. We thought she was having appendicitis, and that's how we found out about her two uteruses.
Wow.
Is it a ridiculous question to ask if those two periods happened at the same time?
No, they actually did not, and she was having... said, you know, 2 week long periods.
Oh, that's
you wouldn't know if they were at the same time because it would just seem like all
it was just ongoing. Ongoing. Yeah. So they actually had to, you know, put her on birth control to regulate.
Was how old at that point?
She was 17.
Okay.
Can they remove one of them?
Well, they said that many, many years ago they used to do that. Or actually, they wouldn't remove one, they would open them up and fuse them together. But it just caused more problems in the long run. So now they don't, they just leave it. But she does have a chance of having a pregnancy in both sides, so it is something they'll have to watch. And she will definitely have a C-section because the uterus is so small on both sides. If she gets pregnant on one side, then the baby won't be able to turn.
Wow, I'm looking at the
amazing.
At the phone like a dog that hears a high pitch. Like, huh?
Wow, yeah. That is fascinating.
You never hear calls like that from guys. Like two penises, like, or
I've never taken
testicles.
A call from a guy saying that they have two uteruses.
Right,
it's never happened on the show.
Same. But they could have four.
Yeah,
isn't that the name?
why'd your face light up?
Isn't that the homeless guy that Natalie knows?
You're on the Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
So, Wendy, I'm assuming now when you get really excited about potentially going out with a guy,
uh-huh.
when you meet a guy,
yes.
I'm just assuming the routine is go directly to MySpace and directly to Facebook and all the social networking just to start doing your recon on the guy.
I think that's just kind of common with anybody. No, yeah. I mean, me and my girlfriends always check out the guy on the Facebook because you always have to make sure, I mean, you have something in common. They're not in a relationship because that's kind of a big thing.
that's just, kind of a big deal.
You know, kind of a big
maybe.
Deal.
Depends.
You may not remember exactly what he looked like the night before. So, I mean, you always check. You always want to check out the pictures and just make sure they're somewhat normal.
Well, Wendy's come in here the last couple of days, and she's really excited about a dude that she met. I don't think they've gone out, and I don't want to give his name out. Okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
But let's say Wendy came to work and she was really excited. She meets this guy and we're all crowding around the computer, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and we're looking at his profile for the very first time, which is really what we're doing here.
Okay.
Let's try to make some judgments on this guy based on his Facebook.
Okay.
Now, Wendy, if you were around like your real personal friends outside the studio,
mm-hmm.
would they give you like a thumbs up or a thumb? Would they say, here's a red flag right here about this dude? Or
Well, first, he's cute.
Do you guys just all sort of admire him together, and it's all really sort of just stroking each other?
Well, first we admire, and we look at the photos first. Well, I did notice that the college team that he does root for is not a college team that I root for, but it's
which
not.
Which one is
that's
it?
A red flag.
He roots for Auburn, but...
Okay.
Which is, I mean...
It's over!
It's somewhat of a red flag, but it's not like Georgia or some like big rivalry. So that's okay. I can deal with that.
And the picture has to do with everything, right? Because this guy was fully like...
He is cute.
Mm.
I think people make a judgment on the school that you root for and the school that you went to, but it can be that impression can be bypassed if he's dressed the way he is in this picture. Like, he's just like a normal dude. If he was in all of his Auburn stuff. And
if he had a collar shirt, some like pleated pants, and some penny loafers on, then that would be a different story.
That's Auburn stuff.
he's just cool.
You look at the college because you know that you're going to date and end up getting married. So you got to figure out, you know, is the basement going to be Florida or Auburn?
Stop. Stop encouraging that behavior.
Oh my God. Pot, you're black. Anyway, so.
Hey, this is not a race discussion.
Jen, what do you think? Anything on there?
I think he's cute. You know, I always try to look at the profile pictures and make sure that they're consistent with the other pictures, because everybody's going to pick the best photo ever of themselves to put as their profile pic. And he's got consistent, good photographs of himself, like all over here.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's cute.
Jeff, you with me on the hometown thing? I'm a little bit nervous about what hometown he's from.
I think it's Wendy's capital.
It's perfect for Wendy. Mm-hmm. Others I'd be a little nervous about. And that's Vegas.
He dresses up for Halloween.
He has in his profile pictures a Halloween a cool costume, picture. Which was awesome.
He looks really
active too. Like he's like on a boat. I'm on a boat. And then he's he's like on motorcycles and stuff, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like he looks like active. But he does have a recurring chicky chick in here.
Oh really?
Where?
Oh, we got to look at the photos again.
There's a recurring chick in a lot of photos.
And she's cute.
Reoccurring, I should say.
Blondie. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's a couple of chicks in that picture.
Beer in the rear chicken.
Well, we don't know. It's called beer in the rear chicken.
What's that?
It's where you put the can of beer inside the chicken and you cook it.
Never heard of that?
And then the beer. And then the beer gets into the chicken and it tastes really good.
Okay. Do we know who is she?
Oh!
It's his sister.
Sister!
Oh, okay.
Yes!
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yes!
Nice. Woo! Same last name.
Saved.
Right.
Or wife.
Oh, you don't want that.
How about based on his movies? Kind of a dude's dude. Old school, Napoleon Dynamite, Gladiator, Goodfellas, Scarface. Okay, standard.
And he's got a lot of siblings, which I like, a big family. So, I mean, he put all his siblings on.
But I love the pictures of he's in the kitchen. He's active.
Mm-hmm.
Plays Mafia Wars on Facebook.
Well, he is smooching a girl in one picture.
Oh.
I do like that he likes Eastbound and Down on HBO. Very dude sports type show.
I do think he's kind of dumb that he leaves his whole profile picture open, though.
Now, that's a different girl. Jen, what does that say?
I mean, I guess I don't know. I just think that that's maybe the sign of a player, that you don't have to be his friend to like look at all of his stuff and check him out.
Really?
Or maybe just that he's naive.
He wants everybody to see it or something.
But don't you think that's weird?
Well,
in a way that like you don't have to accept him as a friend to look at all of this stuff.
I accept everyone.
But I think that maybe
Jeff embraces the world.
Right. But I think that somebody who started off with Facebook probably wouldn't think about that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe so.
Scuba diving. I mean, it's a dude's dude here. Snowboarding.
Who's that?
Wakeboarding.
Who's that?
You dig yourself a little wakeboarding right there. So that works
perfect. Absolutely.
But let me ask a question, though. It's kind of something that Wendy and I noticed, that there is another consistent girl who, in one picture, he's actually kissing and it's still up there.
But it's from January. Also? But it's from January.
No, that's not a sister kiss. And if it is, then...
That's the old girlfriend. See, the problem with having the old girlfriend pictures up there is that you start... getting all insecure, like comparing
yourself.
But they're tagged photos.
If they're tagged photos, I think that's different than if he put those up there.
But is there a way to take him? Like, I would untag myself.
Oh yeah,
and just have him down. But I don't know.
But he doesn't have any albums.
Does the motorcycles thing scare you a little bit? Like, he seems to be all about motorcycles. Could be a little dangerous.
I think that's awesome. Yeah. I like a rough and tough kind of dude. I mean, he's I don't see anything like.
I'm impressed that you picked out a guy that only throws up some sort of pseudo whitey gang sign in less than 5% of their pictures.
Right. Problem.
He's, doesn't problem. He have
like what's up representing the Haven Brookhaven?
We found a flaw.
What's the flaw?
He's part of the Eagle Scouts.
Well, is there a picture of him in uniform as an adult?
No, but he has member of, and it says Eagle Scouts.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
He earned that, Wendy.
So long as it's in his past, he's okay. If he's still dressing up as an adult in the Eagle Scout uniform, problem.
A lot of guys don't make it to that level.
Okay.
I think you're good.
All right.
I think Jeff is right. The only real red flag here are the gang signs.
I only found two of them.
Okay. So and that's under your cool. quota. So you're actually going to have to call him today and
to
say,
more,
I need
more.
Five more pictures of you flashing gang signs to go out with them.
You really got
to
be more bushy.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right. So this is the first time that the Washington Post has done this feature. And there's only four tweets here. But they're having regular people like around the office recite celebrity tweets. So I will play the tweet for you guys, and you stop me when you think you know who it is, okay?
Okay.
Guess the celebrity?
Guess the celebrity, okay. All right?
Being lied to after being my father's daughter is miserable, especially when you're finally back on track. Miss you, Mommy. Thanks. Yes. It's not cool that people I consider friends probably posted and sold photos of me in a photo booth. They were personal. And my birthday wasn't.
I have a guess.
Oh, I got a guess.
Jen Hobby's got a guess.
Tori Spelling.
Not Tori Spelling.
Lindsay Lohan.
It is Lindsay Lohan.
Oh,
that's Samantha Ronson. Are you picking me up or not?
There you go.
There you go.
You'd have nailed it right there.
Woo!
All right, try and guess this one. Some of these are so random that there's no way you would get them, but this one is pretty A-lister right here.
I am destined to do something great today. Are you?
I got a guess.
You can.
Who you got?
Tyra Banks.
No, hers would be, I am destined to do something great today. You want to watch me? I have a guess.
Yeah.
Diddy.
It is Diddy.
If you believe, be great. Don't be scared. Woke up to the devil standing over me, trying to up my day. I looked him in the eyes and I said, I refuse to lose. I am God's child. I decided I'm going to have a great day. Join me, you're all welcome. You control your destiny. Let's go.
Is there supposed to be a typewriter in the background?
I'm not really sure what that is.
That is annoying.
You don't see it on like it. Right. So that's Diddy. All right, this one's so random. No way you can get this one.
I really love clowns and unicorns. I want ice cream.
I think I have swine flu.
Red Favre.
My throat is itching.
That's Brooke Hogan. I think she has swine flu.
Oh, yeah, random.
Last one.
Sometimes, learning the language in my head can be just as hard as communicating with someone foreign.
What?
Alone time on flights get me every time.
I gotta guess.
Who?
Jessica Simpson.
It is Jessica Simpson.
Nicely done.
Very nicely played.
Because I know she's been in Japan a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
Washington Post is starting to do those every week now. They're just taking different celebrity tweets and having people around the office read them. You don't realize how ridiculous they are until you hear them out loud.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. We should have Josh do people ours with people in this office.
Yeah, good idea.
You don't tweet anymore, though, do you, Jen?
A little bit. Not much.
Not so much into it. You had like a love affair with it for a week, and that was it.
I usually send like one or two a day.
Yeah.
But I'm not like obsessed with it.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.